Now by the power vested in me as a minister of the gospel, we baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Say, I love Jesus. Come on, somebody say it. I love you. Hallelujah. Say it. Say, I love you. Shake your head and say, say, yes, I do. We're excited about this thing. Say, I love him. Come on, I can't hear you singing. Hey, I love you. Shake your head and say, yes.
and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen.
I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Come on, let's sing it like a church family. Let's say, I love him. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Say it.
I love Jesus.
Say yes. Yes, I do.
God. Isn't that wonderful? Six people today. Praise God. And more to come. I see that. I see that. And it's all about letting your light shine, staying salt, so that people, and not being afraid to say who you are in Christ, but live it for the most part. People should know that you serve a God that can. As we gather today, right now, we're talking about our Holy Communion, what Christ did for us. He sacrificed his life for us. But before he left, he gave us something that he wanted us to do until he's returned. And you do believe that he is returning, right? Amen? He's coming back. He's coming back. And our Sunday school lesson talks about being watchful, knowing that he's coming back. So our lives have to shine in that way. I'm going to ask the spiritual officers to come up. And as they're coming up, what I do want to do is always as a reminder to read what this is all about, the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26, and this is Paul's words, where he says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" We'll have someone pray over the bread and then the wine, and then we'll commence together.
Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, thanking you and praising you for all the things you have done for us. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the baptism. Thank you for just everything, God. We thank you for the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross for our sins. We ask you as we partake this bread to bless it and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now the wine.
Most gracious and tender Father, we come this day thanking you for it, Lord. Lord, we come thanking you because you say it in Leviticus that the life of a soul is in the blood. That's for the flesh, Lord. But our life, eternal life, is in your only begotten Son, Jesus' blood, which he shed on the cross. So now, Father, we come asking you to continue to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for your blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, let us eat together. Let us drink together. All on one accord, the church says, amen.
There is no grace.
On this morning. Wonderful. As we prepare to go down from this place, again, I just have a few announcements. Thank you. A few announcements that I want to remind us of. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of those who attended the prayer breakfast on yesterday. Did we not have an awesome time in the Lord on yesterday? Amen. Special thanks to the women's ministry and intercessory prayer ministry, the men's ministry who stepped in a big way, our youth ushers and regular ushers. And if you played a role in any way, we thank you so much for all that you did on yesterday. Job well done, Atop. Today is Outreach Sunday, and we will be going out to share our meals with several shelters and with food insecure individuals in our communities. The ministers are the supporting ministry today, so all ministers, we're looking forward to seeing you on the bus, but anybody can go, so we invite you to come along with us on today as we go out with Meals from the Heart. Our praise dancers will rehearse on Saturday. Didn't our praise dancers do an awesome job today? Now, let me explain a little bit of something about our praise dancers. The two praise dancers that you saw this morning were our two of our college students. And so they will be going back to school, so they really wanted to lend their gifts, amen, to the body of Christ, and they did an awesome job. So you won't see them with the praise dancers the next time because they'll be gone back to college. But this Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m., the regular praise dancers, amen, they will be rehearsing. So if you want to be part of the praise dancers, rehearsal is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Now, you have to be at all of the rehearsals in order to dance. Amen. It takes a lot to get that coordinated. So if you're interested in being part of the praise dancers, you can see Sister Zaina. Sister Zaina, stand up so they can see you. See her after service if you're not already a praise dancer and you want to be part of the praise dance ministry. Rehearsal will be this Saturday from 10 to noon and then subsequently on Thursday evenings. But Sister Zaina can tell you all about it. We have voter registration cards for anybody who is not registered to vote. If you are 18 years or older and you are not registered to vote, please see Dr. Cynthia Calhoun. She has registration cards, voter registration. You can sign up to register to vote, and we will get that information to the election commission. So if you need it, we have it for you. Lift up in your prayers, please, Sister Betty Kelly and the loss of her mother, Bertha Mason. That funeral was on yesterday in Truman, Arkansas. Minister Al Blanks and his family and the loss of his aunt. That memorial service was held yesterday in St. Louis, Missouri. Brother Robert Jefferson and the loss of his uncle, Marion Johnson, that funeral was held on yesterday in Holly Springs, Mississippi. And Dr. Murray and Evangelist Cleveland, we've lost an aunt, and her funeral will be this coming Saturday, August the 3rd, in Birmingham, Alabama. Don't forget to fill out your pledge cards and turn it in if you want to go home and pray about it. do that and bring it back on next week, but we do need those as soon as possible. Congratulations to those who were baptized today. Sister Verna Taylor, if you would come forward. Verna Taylor, here she is. Amen. Sister Ania Dobson, Ania Dobson. Sister Kayla Whitehead. I might be saying it wrong. Is it Kaya? Kayla? Come on, Kayla. Amen. Brother Ashley Lewis. Amen, Brother Ashley. Brother Caden Taylor. Caden Taylor. And last but not least, Tanya Taylor. Amen. To God be the glory for the things he is doing in this place. Amen.
All right. Well, we do praise God. We know that the hour is late, but we thank God for his presence in this place today. Somebody say amen. Those of you who are going to go with us as we go out, we have people in the back already preparing the meals, and we're excited when we go out and do our community outreach. Let's stand to our feet as we prepare to leave this place today. God, it's again that we do give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Thank you for allowing us to experience your power and your presence in this place today. Now, God, we pray that you will send us forth in power to do your will. We love you and we honor you. We thank you for being our God. In the marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Amen. Give God another hand clap of praise. Find somebody, give them a warm embrace. Go in peace. And may the peace of God go with you. Thank you for being here today.
Why I love that's born to die is so hard to mystery.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, talk to me.
Today's kind of love ain't the same kind of love. This one leaves you feeling empty.
You can keep that mid love.
I don't want to be let down again.
Time.
This is the day, love.
See, love isn't love.
Everywhere that I'm right.